Love Talk Radio.
So fight this battle for me and help my heart believe, so I can tell all my friends that you have won.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
for their good, Father God, that you are in control, Father God. You may not come when we want you to come, Father God, but you're always on time. So bless each and every one right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against any of us, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you will bless the sick and the shut-in. Your word say, by your stripes we're healed, Father God, and we're going to stand on your word, Father God, because from experience, your word is faithful and your word is true, Father God. And Lord, open up our hearts to receive more and more of you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless our pastor, keep him safe and continue to use him as he teaches the word, Father God, and then help us to receive it, Lord. We give you praise and we just want to say thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, for that beautiful prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, I hope I'm starting to adjust to the system I'm operating with today, and I hope you all are hearing me clearly, and
so good, Pastor.
I think he's fading out over here. Okay, so good. Okay, so if everything good, there's a lot of things you want to cover today. I want to share this with somebody. When you make the right choice, if necessary, God will move heaven and earth.
Yes.
Thank you. God will move heaven and earth. When you become one with him, it's nothing that God wouldn't do for you. But it's all about making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about making the right decision. So,
yeah.
I want to say, because we're in a valley of decision. We're living in a world where there's a valley of decision. I'm going to ask the pastor to share, read from the book of Joel, the third chapter and the second verse, dealing with Jehoshaphat. There are some decisions that are minor, and some are major. But remember, there's always decisions that we got to make going forward. And so I want to talk about this week about making quality decisions, especially when it comes to your spiritual life. There's a valley of decisions. So we want to talk about making quality decisions today. In order to shape your spiritual life, it will require you to make a lot of decisions. So when you read in the book of Joel, I'm trying to find my book of Joel. Pastor, still find that. Joel 3:2 and maybe 12:14 as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, reading from the King James, Joel 3:2. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And verse 12, let the heathens be weakened and come unto the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. And verse 14, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Amen.
So the day of the Lord is near. And there's a lot of decisions that you have to make in life.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. why this is so important. And the most, and I don't know how much of this we're going to cover this week, but one of the greatest decisions that you can ever make is to live by the Word of God, to live
yeah.
a faith, to live in the God kind of love, not man's teaching of love, but to live by God kind of love.
Amen.
But we're going to name some this week, but I promise you, another decision, you're going to use the name of Jesus no matter what. You're going to use that name because you know there's powers in that name.
Yeah.
So you're
going to
make the decision to break every curse over your family. There's a lot of decisions that we got to make. We got to make decisions what we're going to live by. Well, I'm going to live by the Word of God. For me and my house, this is what we're going to do. Now, I can't talk about your house, but let me tell you about my house, okay? My house.
Yeah.
We're going to live by the Word of God here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep speaking that thing. We're going to have a good confession. So there's about, and I'm talking about making quality decisions, brothers and sisters, quality decisions. Remember over there in Daniel 6 and verses 3? Then this Daniel was preferred above all the president and priests because an excellent spirit was in him. Ooh, man, that's awesome. You should have an excellent spirit. That's a God spirit. No matter what everybody else would do, you remain to have a God spirit. See, that's a decision you have to make. I can make that for you. Daniel, no matter what was going on, he had an excellent spirit. The Bible said was in him, and the king to see him over the whole realm.
Yeah.
Daniel 3:6-3.
Amen. Reading from the Message Bible. Daniel 3:6.
Daniel 6:3.
I'm sorry, Pastor. Let me get there for you. All right. Daniel 6:3. Okay. Okay, Daniel. The governors reported to the vice regent, who made sure that everything was in order for the king. But Daniel, brimming with spirit and intelligence, told other vice regents and governors that the king decided to put him in charge of the whole kingdom. Amen, amen.
See, when you got a good spirit, God will have people to move in your favor. So don't give me this business about, oh, this ain't going to happen to me, that it's going to happen, oh, it got to be like this. No, if you got the right spirit, God, God's going to show you favor. He's going to show you favor. 120 priests that was there throughout the kingdom. Daniel got the promotion.
Amen.
His promotion, now that means something, brother and sister. You got to do your research on that. But these priests, presidents, all this was going on, Daniel was living by the Word of God.
Amen.
So the Word tells us they could find nothing. I mean, in the fourth verse, Daniel 6 and 4, they couldn't find not occasion nor fault, for as much as he was fulfilled, faithful, the Bible says, neither was there any error or fault found in him.
Ooh,
think about that.
Hallelujah.
See, when you got the Spirit of God, people are going to try to find fault. Now, I tell you that right now.
That's right.
When you're not doing things the way other people are doing it, they're going to find fault. You're going to always have a fault finding. I don't care what you do or what you go to do, people are going to always find fault. But go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah.
You can read that out of the Messenger Bible.
Amen, amen. That fourth verse, the vice regents and governors got together to find some old scandal or skeleton in Daniel's life that they could use against him, but they couldn't dig up anything. Amen. Hallelujah. He was totally free and trustworthy. Thank God. And say they couldn't find no evidence, nor negligence or misconduct. So they finally
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Let me tell you what they did. They conspired to pass a law. They couldn't get, so they passed a law. And they knew Daniel was faithful in how he praised God and how he committed himself to God, sort of like we do every day. No matter what's going on, we're going to try to do the word at noon. So if you really want to hit me, hit me around the word at noon. See, so that's what Daniel was faced with. So what they did is that they conspired. You have to read the story, but they conspired to pass laws that you could not petition God. It doesn't matter who you were, any man, for 30 days. And if they did, they would be thrown into the lion's den. Good news. Good news, brothers and sisters, about this story. That because Daniel didn't let go of his excellency, didn't let go of that God thing that was in him. So a lot of times people, they get bombarded by mental things and by what folks say and how people began to bring up the past and how people want to downgrade you and, I mean, your own family. Now, I'm talking about you have to make a quality decision that you're going to keep an excellent spirit no matter what. You don't care about how much they talk about you. Because, see, when you come to a place to know that they're going to talk about you no matter what, you're going to come to some truth. Because, see, one thing about what fault finders do, let me take a minute and tell you this. We may run over a little bit today, but let me take a moment and tell you this. Fault finders' job is to always find fault. They matter. They don't find fault. If they see a big woman, they're going to say, oh, she too fat. Well, if they see that fault finder, see a skinny woman, they're going to say, oh, she too skinny. See, you're going to always, that fault finder is going to always find fault. I'll never forget when I was in an organized church, it was everywhere. If you decide to give money, the fault finder said, oh, they're just wasting the money. And if you don't give any money, they're going to say,
that's
going to always find fault. I don't care what you do. I remember one time we wanted to take out money to fix the roof. They said, oh, all they're going to do is waste that money on this, buy another church. See, they're going to always find fault. And then when you don't fix it up and water coming through, that fault finder going to say, well, at least they can fix up the hole in the roof. You don't always find fault.
Amen.
So that's what fault finders do. They look for fault. You can never dress right for them. Man, look at her. Who she think she is showing all that cleavage for? Who he think he is wearing them pants so tight? She's full time to go always find fault.
That's right.
Them pants ain't got to be that tight. But then if you wear them loose, they're going to say bell bottoms ain't in style. You're always fine. That's what fault finders do. You can know either they're too short or they're too tall.
That's right. Go ahead.
That's what fault finders do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like, I like his program, but he doesn't speak for me. See, that's what fault finders do. That's what they do. And if you don't, if you speak too well, he just all up there using those big words, those eloquent words. And see, fault finders are always find fault. I don't care what you do or what you're going to do, they're going to find fault.
Yes, they will. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I got no inner lines in. It didn't matter. Because
that's right.
Anyway. And it really comes in a person's life. See, that has to become who you are. You can't fake it till you make it.
That's
so
right.
The Spirit of God, that's what it does, people.
Mm-hmm.
You give God first place in your life and watch what start happening.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You want to make that decision that, you know what, God is going to have first place. I don't care about no wife, no husband, no girlfriend, no boyfriend. No, I don't care about no children. God's going to have first place in my life. I'm going to stand on the Word of God. I don't care what they say.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but mother, you know, you used to say, well, too bad. God done gave me a new revelation.
All right, yeah.
So get on board. Just go and get on board. But, Daddy, didn't you say this? Yeah, that was the old covenant. Well, I've learned and I've evolved that I'm operating under the new covenant now. That's the decision that I made. And I'm going to, the old thing's the old, and I'm going to jump on the new thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You ain't ready to make change, but you got to make a quality decision today to get or your spiritual life in order, that you're going to stay
right.
spiritual no matter what. You're going to shape your spiritual life.
Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
And I'll give you all the scripture that I really want you to pay attention to. Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. But don't fool yourself. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is not more. You can't corner God. No, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So if you don't start sowing stuff to the Spirit, you ain't going to be able to reap nothing from the Spirit. If you don't start sowing to eternal life, you're not going to reap eternal life. And going to church every Sunday, every Thursday, every Wednesday, that you're not sowing to the Spirit. You're sowing to the organization. You sowing to man. You sowing to religion. Get it right, man. You can't keep on sowing like that. You got to change your way of sowing. Because he's saying that whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So you can't sow collards. Collards. That's how we say it down here in Georgia, Pastor. We say collards.
That's all right, Pastor.
You can't sow collards and change your mind for turnips. It don't work like that, brother and sister. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You can't call hell in my life. You better stop by the drugstore on your way home.
Yeah.
You know, you can't call me to have a headache and think you're going to get by. No, you better find some Tylenol. Because you got a headache coming on. You can't keep on talking about me and not expect somebody to talk about you. So you got to reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, brothers and sisters, you can sow to the good and reap from the good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you make that decision to sow to the good, you're going to reap from the good. So that's what happened with Daniel. See, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but let me tell you right now, brothers and sisters, do not get this twisted. You can't keep on going in this life and think, oh, yeah, well, the hereafter, I'm not going to work. Keep on living like that. And I can't believe this kind of stuff because they go, oh, preacher, you're preaching, Father. No, I'm trying to show you that it's necessary to do a God's work. I'm trying to show you. Go on and make a quality decision. The Bible says this. It says in Deuteronomy 30, I'm about done, in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both and thy seed may live. I'm talking about eternal life, brother. You got to make a decision. Got to choose now.
Hallelujah.
It's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make that decision.
Yeah. Yes.
Deuteronomy 30 and 19.
Deuteronomy 30 and you say 18, Pastor?
19.
19. Okay. Reading from the Message Bible.
Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, okay, Pastor. 30 and 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your children will live and love God, your God, listening obediently to him, firmly embracing him. Amen.
See, so when you choose, that means you make the selection. You pick. That's your pick. That's what you have elected. It's sort of like when you make that choice, that's something you did. You marked that as what you want. You set that. You embrace that as your choice. See?
Yeah.
So when you choose as to select something, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's right.
You have to make a decision. So go ahead and make the decision today that you're going to live by God's way. And so this week, that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm making quality decisions of excellency, quality decisions, because that's what's going to get you the most out of your daily life. See, every day you're going to be faced with some decisions, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but right now you're faced with some decisions, and you need to make a quality decision. Well, this is the part where everybody, if you have anything you want to comment on or say or add, press 1, we'll let you in. Anyone.
Great lesson. Amen. I wanted to read Galatians. Galatians 6 and 7. Yeah. From the Message Bible, and it reads, and it just brings out what Pastor is telling us or sharing with us, reading from the Message Bible. don't be misled. Don't make a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvest a crop of real life, eternal life. Amen. That was 7 and 8.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else want to press 1? Hallelujah. Press 1. Okay. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me share this with you all, too, because this is important. Make sure your children is making a right decision.
Amen.
This guy named John Morant, I don't know if y'all keep up basketball and stuff, but this boy named John Morant, good player, excellent player. I mean, he's just phenomenal. He's an awesome young man. But he continued to make wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what his parents thinking. But I know one thing I need to relate to you guys. Tell your children, your grandchildren, show them stuff like that, that this is not what you want to do. Make the right
mm-hmm.
decision. It's like make quality decisions.
Yeah.
It don't take a whole lot to be flashing a gun like you all bad and you all gangster. These folks, they know better. They know if you are a real gangster or not. So who are you
mm-hmm.
trying to fool? See, so teach mm-hmm. your children to make good choices, right decisions, especially when you're talking about $280 million. Come on,
mm-hmm.
man. Wake up, people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say one more thing, too, because, see, while you're on the Internet and Facebook and all these places, you hit that send button. Now, I know some of y'all just don't believe this, but when you hit that send button and you go, uh-oh, too late, you're absolutely right. It is too late. Because you can delete it from your page. You can get shut of it like you think you are, but it's out there. And somebody, maybe somebody who wants a job looking for somebody. I'm not going to say, you know, you're part of Indeed, but I promise you, somebody going to see that. And it may
That's
be
right.
somebody you don't want to see that. And,
mm-hmm.
and maybe right, not now, not this year, not this month, but in the future, because you sow that, you're going to have to reap that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
your choice. You don't have to hit sin. Think about it. Pray about it.
Yeah.
So sometimes we want to answer these texts so quick. We want to jump on it, TikTok, and we want to jump on my Facebook, and we want to jump on all these social media things. And think about it before you get seen, because you don't know who
yeah.
else is gonna see that.
Mm-hmm.
You may not
right.
say, "Oh, it's all right today," but I promise you. If you put it out there, it's coming up again. See, life is
mm-hmm.
kind of like a boomerang. Life is kind of like a boomerang. When you throw it out there, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
it don't come back to the person next to you. It comes back
uh-huh.
to the person that throwed it. So don't expect somebody else to catch hell for you. It ain't going to happen.
That's
Once you
right.
throw it out there, it's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wonder why you catching hell. You gotta look back and see who all you and gave hell to. See?
That's
you might wanna wonder why this ain't not going my way. Why that? But you gotta look back and see what you've been doing. See? Evaluate it.
You preaching.
But
that.
It's so
yeah.
important that you instill in these children
yeah.
things they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And I don't do
yeah.
fight and all that kind of stuff. But it's important, brothers and sisters, that you teach your
mm-hmm.
family. They haven't had millions and millions of dollars. Everyone, you don't know. You may have another Michael Jordan living, and maybe a grandchild, great grandchild. Who knows? But it's important that you teach them how to make the right decisions, and just putting your stuff out there on social media. Please have a serious talk with your family. That means your spouses, your cousins, your aunties. Have a serious talk with them. Say, hey, we need to watch what we're putting out there on social media. Why you think that's for them? No, that's a reflection of you. I had to have a family member on Instagram. I said, you don't need to put that out there, honey, like that. I mean, sometimes I go and I listen. When the Lord tells me, he said, you go and take a look at that post. But some things, they don't need to be out there, because that's my family. That's my relative. Don't put that out there. Right, you need to be showing your naked behind. Because guess what?
Amen.
I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I don't ask you to do anything for me. But they're going to say, oh, that's Reb. That's Reb, niece. No, it ain't.
Uh-huh.
That's her. Forget Reb. That's her. I have nothing to do with that. That's her. She grown. 21.
Yeah.
Her. She made that decision.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Keep my name out there. But see, that's how people do. That's how they do you, Pastor. They're going to say, oh, that's Pastor's grand. That's her granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Want to bring you in the equation. Listen, brothers and sisters. Tell your family member. Chill out when it comes to social media.
Because
you don't know where that's going to go. You don't know if it's going to go viral or if you know it's going to take a dip. But tell them. You got a responsibility now because I told you, so you can go tell them. And not that you don't know that. I'm just encouraging you and challenging you, if it would be, challenging you. And you go challenge one of them. Go take the challenge and go challenge somebody else. Go challenge them to tell, hey, keep your business off of social media. Stop, your laundry. Stop it. Stop it, I say. Stop it right now. Don't put another post up there if you ain't ready to deal with the consequences. Got to make quality decisions. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Pastor, and you know when I
was...
Yes, Pastor, I want to share this. When I was working and Facebook had just started coming out, and so people on the job, they were, just sending all kind of stuff. You know, some of them was Christians. You knew who was who. And so one of the ladies had came to me, and I wasn't in the Facebook, but she had came to me. She said, you know what, Joanne? She said, these people putting all this stuff on Facebook, one girl got fired. I said, she got fired how? She said something she had put on Facebook. I said, oh, my goodness. So from that point on, I told my coworkers and my children, I said, y'all have to be careful what y'all putting on Facebook, especially if y'all working. Don't y'all be doing that. And for the very reason now, the person that had got fired, she had put something out there about one of the managers or something, and they got a hold of it, and they fired her on the spot, all because of what she had put on Facebook. So you're right, Pastor. You have to be careful about that. They did it back then, some 20-something years ago. They doing it today still. So, yes, we do have to be careful what we put on social out there in social media.
Yeah, we have to make quality decisions. We have to. Anybody else? Thank you so much, Pastor. Anybody else?
You're welcome.
We have to make quality decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I see you all on tomorrow.